Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On your mind, there's a lot in the news, lots of interesting stuff to discuss. Bonnie, you had a story tonight that you wanted to share with us on the topic of cryptocurrency. So tell me more. What's going on? Why did you want to share it?
This is from The Economist, and the reason I wanted to share it is because it's just another example of ridiculous establishment media coming out against cryptocurrency just by trying to call it something so ridiculous, like that they're trying to say that cryptocurrency is bad for the environment just
right.
Because somebody out there who's a leftist and doesn't know about cryptocurrency will just see that and be like, oh, I like the environment, I should be anti-Bitcoin, even though they're not thinking about it hard enough to realize that the banking industry is a lot more hard on the environment than cryptocurrency.
That's true.
They
the banking
also,
industry is
especially
way more power.
Since they fund every single war.
Yep.
There's
and the military-industrial complex is horrible for the environment. But another
military is the number one polluter.
Another angle that the establishment media tries to take is to try to say that cryptocurrency isn't fair to minorities or. It's ridiculous. I can't even really explain it because of how bad the argument
so
is.
Dumb.
It's so stupid.
Like, there's plenty of people that of all shapes, sizes, and colors that are interested in cryptocurrency. There's a lot of people that understand what good money is, what, you know, value actually is.
There's a lot of people in Africa trading in cryptocurrency.
Absolutely.
For that matter.
Well, this article from The Economist is called The Charm of Cryptocurrencies for White Supremacists. White Power, Dark Money.
Is Chris Cantwell in this article?
Yes.
Okay.
It doesn't say Chris Cantwell, I don't think, but it talks about the
crying Nazi?
No, the torch.
Oh, the protests in Charlottesville, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
It does bring that up, actually. I don't think it brings up Chris Cantwell specifically. On August 11th, 2017, far-right groups from all over America came to Charlottesville, Virginia, to protest against the removal of a Confederate statue. The next day, a white supremacist drove his car into a crowd of counter-protesters, killing one of them.
Uh-huh. He's now in prison.
In the aftermath, PayPal, an online payment platform whose terms of service forbid raising money to promote hate, suspended extremists' accounts. So did Apple Pay and Google Wallet. Visa and Discover, two credit card firms, followed suit, as did Patreon, a crowdfunding site. Far-right groups found themselves in search of other places to raise money. What many of them embraced was cryptocurrency.
Oh, crypto must be bad if when you cut people off from everything else, they go there as a last resort.
The Southern Law Poverty Center, an advocacy group, has identified over 600...
they're basically a hate group.
Yeah.
I don't know that much about them except that they're anti my friend Joa.
Yeah.
Oh, there's an article about Joa on there?
I don't know. He talked about it with a show you were on one time.
Pretty much anybody who doesn't give absolute unquestioning support to the government is a white supremacist, according to them.
Wow. It's ridiculous. The Southern Poverty Law Center, an advocacy group, has identified over 600 cryptocurrency addresses used by members of the far right. They include ones associated with Andrew Anglin, publisher of a neo-Nazi website, The Daily Stormer, Andrew Arnheimer, a white supremacist hacker, and Don Black, founder of a white power online forum.
None of these people ever use dollars.
Nope. They advertise their wallets on their websites and social media asking for donations, and they get them. Stefan Molyneux, a far-right podcaster who was ousted from YouTube, has received over $1.67 million in Bitcoin.
I guarantee you the majority of Stefan Molyneux's donations in Bitcoin came before he became a white supremacist.
Oh, he is a white supremacist? I don't know anything about him.
He kind of is. He didn't used to be, and he kind of went that way. And
yeah, it's sad.
All the reasonable people kind of wrote him off, except Cantwell, who followed him.
Cantwell followed him all the way down the rabbit hole there. But Stefan Molyneux was a really talented, when he was an actual libertarian guy who was not a racist, he was a really talented communicator of the ideas of liberty. He was really, he had a great sense of humor. We interviewed him multiple times at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. He was a guest speaker at Porkfest back then. And so if you were at the Porcupine Freedom Festival in the years at which Stefan Molyneux was at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, odds are you were accepting cryptocurrency, because people like Roger Ver and Eric Voorhees and Charlie Shrimp, some of the earliest doers in the crypto space, were attending those events in like 2012 and 2011 when, you know, Bitcoin was $1.50 or whatever. Mm. I remember when Roger Ver was handing out physical Bitcoins, one single Bitcoin, physical Bitcoins, which is kind of a gimmick for listeners that don't know, but it's a neat little gimmick. Anyway, he was handing these things out like candy. I mean, he was literally giving them away to whoever would take one from him. And now,
to whoever would declare allegiance to white supremacy?
No.
Oh.
No. And so what I'm saying is, there's a good chance Stefan
Molyneux would be the most miserable white supremacist in the world. He lives in Japan.
Yeah, it would be interesting to pull up. I don't know where Stefan Molyneux has his wallet or whatever, but obviously the Southern Poverty Law Center's looked at it. I suspect if you look at that wallet and you scroll back, and you'll see that the bulk of those contributions came from libertarians at places like Porkfest and through his website before he became a white supremacist. I don't think he started going that way until around Cantwell's, when Cantwell did, and that would have been 2016, 2017.
Well, you know, that answers the question about Cantwell for me a little bit, because I used to always think, if he was really a libertarian supposedly before, I've never listened to him on the show. I've only listened to Hippie versus Nazi and Shemale versus Nazi. Mm-hmm. But if he really was a libertarian before, I always wonder, how does somebody go from being a libertarian to being not a libertarian if they're, like, seriously into the ideology? But it makes sense if there was somebody who was on the internet, like Stefan Molyneux, and he was really good and everybody liked him. I've heard his name a lot, but I've never listened to any of his stuff. And then he slowly led people down the path of white supremacy. I could see that being like a psyops, and it changed a lot of people into like not being libertarian
well,
anymore.
Not
like
a lot of people, just Cantwell.
Maybe not a lot. I don't know.
Yeah, I suspect he didn't change as many people as he acquired other people, like people who are already racist or whatever became fans of him, I suspect, after the word got out that he had gone that direction. That's just my
speculating.
Oh, I
thought you were saying that the timeline that Cantwell became a Nazi was like the same.
I'm just saying, I don't think that he converted most of his audience. I think what nobody said is accurate, that likely a lot of his people would have fallen away from him, and then he probably brought on new followers who are already, you know, of that mindset. That's just my guess, though. I mean,
you really have to be like not very smart / not very principled to go from being a libertarian to becoming a white supremacist.
Or going from being a libertarian to becoming an arch statist in any way, shape, or form. I mean, white supremacy is just one example of that. We also had the example of Amanda Bolden, who was a self-proclaimed anarchist here and founded a voluntarist charity in New Hampshire. She was a free stater. She's now a hard left Democrat. And she has attacked her previous libertarian friends.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know how that happens, but it has happened.
In every political movement, though, I mean, people change.
Well, some people say that Amanda was whatever her boyfriend was, And
my,
so,
my sister's like that. Like, she'll be seriously into whatever her boyfriend is into, political or... So I guess I could just do
some people get their political opinions by injection.
And regarding Cantwell, it's Cantwell did whatever he thought was going to make Cantwell the most money. And so he truly believed that going and being even more radical than a libertarian and going that direction was somehow going to make him filthy rich.
He must have bought all the media hype saying everybody was a white supremacist. Oh,
We got more coming up. You can join us. Free talk.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money to brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk open here. If you want to join us, you can. The number 603-283-6160. We'll get back into cryptocurrency and the latest attack by the pro-government, pro-bank, pro-statist side, saying that, oh, it's empowering white supremacists.
And also the people at large.
Well,
empowering everyone.
Crypto don't care who you are. That's the thing. Crypto is completely, it has no concept of who's using it. And it cannot deny its access to anyone.
Computer programs don't generally discriminate.
Indeed. So we could talk more about that coming up here in just a moment. But also, I do want to make sure you know about Intercoin. We've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its token, its fundraising token, called ITR. It is their investor token, and you can get it on xmarkets.com, where all you need is an email address to sign up so you can keep your privacy intact, exmarkets.com. You can deposit dozens of different cryptos there, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, and then use that Tether to buy the ITR token, which is the Intercoin investor token. You can learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org and buy or sell your ITR over at xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. Let's go to James. He's on the line in Michigan. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, first and foremost, I want to say hello to nobody. It's great to hear you again.
Thanks, man. How you doing?
Excellent. I got you a couple books while you're in there, but
thanks.
Nothing special, but I try.
Well, groovy. But, thank you for that.
I like to discuss the idea of the validity of protests in general. Maybe I'm a little sheltered as I live in a small town area where they basically don't exist.
Okay.
But all I see is politicians going, oh, yeah, that's a great idea, and right back to business.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Protests don't really have much of an impact on politicians. I'm reminded of the old quote by one of the, I believe it was a Reagan administration bureaucrat named Alexander Haig, who said, let them protest so long as they pay their taxes.
Exactly. I guess you could argue tax protesters would be something, but even without numbers, is that really even viable?
Yeah, there's so few and far between. I mean, it's hard to say that we'll ever see a significant tax protest.
Well, it always requires numbers, but...
Correct.
You know, there have been a lot of governments that have fallen due to persistent protesters. If people get out in the streets and they won't give up, then any government will eventually collapse.
That's true,
so
nobody.
It's said.
I mean, you can definitely see different examples of that over time. But if it's one of those one and done things, you know, they go out for an afternoon and then they go home, then those are completely ineffective.
Yeah, but, you know, imagine if the Ottawa protesters managed to stay there for a year.
Yeah.
You know, Trudeau would not be in power at the end of that year.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I mean, they already are
kind of... My argument for that would be, wouldn't... At what point would the government just shut the media off, come in, and clean house?
Well, the military are refusing to do that, for one thing. And for another thing, I think that it is making a difference because... there is a politician, I don't know his name, from Montreal, or maybe not Montreal, but
there was
Quebec.
Saskatchewan
and,
that's going to roll back their ordinances.
Well,
but what
see,
were you going to say?
That happened, and then in Quebec, there's some politician who's speaking French, I don't know his name, and he was going to have a vax tax, so people were going to be being taxed $100 to $800, depending on how much money they made a month for not being vaccinated, and he canceled that.
Yeah.
And he said that he stopped it because there was a certain percentage of the population being radicalized.
Mm.
Like, it sounded like he was saying he stopped it directly because of the convoy.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I think you're right.
You know, I was watching debates in the Canadian Parliament today, and the head of the opposition party, I don't know her name, was definitely on fire, and she was responding to the support and saying, "Where is Trudeau? When is Trudeau going to roll these things back?" And Trudeau is in hiding.
That's right.
I think a big problem in Canada is the Queen still runs that place, and a lot of people live in denial of that.
I don't know if that's the case. I know they separated from the British Empire somewhat.
What were you saying there, yeah. James?
The Queen can actually remove the Prime Minister at will. It would be obviously ill-advised if he was voted in, but she has that power. And I know you guys have crossed the border, because I live close to Canada, too, and her portrait's over in every government building that you have to go in.
Yeah, no, it's our money.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
That's true, James. I think you bring up a good point, although I got to agree with nobody here that if a protest is sustained for long enough and the circumstances are right, then you can see some change. But however, we did not see that happen with Occupy, and that was a sustained protest that did go on for quite some time in major cities in the United States. So it doesn't always guarantee that change is going to occur. In that case, it was simply co-opted, Occupy was.
Well, the problem with Occupy is they were pro-government protesters.
True. And, that's true.
You know, that doesn't work very well.
James, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, you guys have a great night.
Thanks for the call. I do appreciate the topic. Let's go to Clamoring, calling from the North Country in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Clamoring.
Hey there. I wanted to talk tonight about the COVID vaccine.
Sure.
So I have never considered myself like anti-vax or anything like that, but my opinions are changing pretty rapidly on that topic. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that I can choose what I put in my body, but I also have a 6-year-old little girl, and so choosing what she puts in her body is my responsibility.
Right.
So that kind of changes things a little bit for me. So that's topic one. And then topic two is...
Hold on. Before you go to topic two, when you say that changes things for you, what exactly do you mean by that?
Because I feel like if it's like if I'm choosing to put something in my body, like that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm responsible for a whole other human being.
So you feel like that means you shouldn't make that choice for her, even though you're making it for you because you're concerned? I'm not sure what you're
saying. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. I have definitely chosen not to get her vaccinated.
Have you vaccinated yourself?
I did early on. However,
two doses?
Two doses, okay. But however, I have completely changed my stance on that, and I will not be getting a booster. I will not be allowing my child to get vaccinated, et cetera, et cetera.
Interesting.
And that kind of leads into the second.
Well, hold that thought because we're going to get to you. Hang on. We'll continue with the second portion of Clamoring's call. Your thoughts are welcome here. The number is 603-283-6160. Yeah, the whole idea of getting an adult to take an experimental medication like this that can rewrite your DNA is pretty crazy. But to give it to a child, I think it's a terrible idea.
And kids are at like zero risk from COVID.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are higher than they've been in more than 3 months. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is up to $3.44 a gallon, 2 cents higher than on Friday, which was the highest since early October. United States and EU officials are meeting at the State Department on Monday to discuss ensuring stable and affordable energy supplies. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken notes the timely need to ensure Ukraine's energy access as Russia threatens an invasion.
These efforts are aimed at shoring up energy supply throughout Europe, including Ukraine, whose energy security is particularly threatened by Russian aggression.
Blinken also stating that Ukraine's grid is now ready, and we're hopeful it will soon be able to connect to Europe's grid. President Biden welcoming the new German chancellor to the White House on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is set to end the mask mandate in schools. Murphy telling the New York Times the mask requirement will end the second week of March. The coronavirus winter surge has been rapidly declining in New Jersey. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb is applauding the move on CNBC.
Well, look, I think it's prudent that governors think about what the off switch looks like as well as what the on switch looks like when it comes to this mitigation. We can't just implement these kinds of provisions and not have a very clear metric for when we're going to lift them. And that metric's approaching in a lot of states. If you look at states like New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, they're down to about 35 to 40 cases per 100,000 people per day.
Truckers in Alaska are rallying in protest of Canada's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for border crossers. More than 100 truckers rallying on Sunday in Anchorage for a demonstration they called the Alaska Freedom Convoy. The protest was organized by an Anchorage assembly member. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live phones are open. You can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. We're going to get back into cryptocurrency and the latest attack against crypto. Bonnie's got that. It's about white supremacy on the way here because Bitcoin's bad, you know. We'll explain it. The number is 603-283-6160. Oh, yeah, also North Koreans apparently like cryptocurrency. They've allegedly stolen millions of dollars of it, so therefore communism also supported by cryptocurrency. So let's go back to the phone. So we got Clamoring on the line in New Hampshire. Clamoring, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey there. So the other point that I wanted to bring up, well, maybe not point, but just topic, is so I have a historically a very, very, very strong immune system. I have, like, autoimmune stuff going on. Like, my body, like, just annihilates anything that comes into question.
Okay.
And so typically something that might put my friends down for like a week, I'm down for like maybe 24 hours.
That's okay, awesome. Cool.
However, since I got the COVID vaccine, I've been sick like 5 times this year. Where usually I might have a 24-hour cold or flu like once every 3 years or something.
Wow.
So I'm starting to suspect that that the vaccine has actually injured my immune system.
Well, if your immune system overreacts, it did overreact. I've heard reports from scientists saying that repeated jabs, like a fourth or a fifth one, might well damage your immune system. Mm. And this is from, you know, mainstream following the lie, doctors. So it may well be that if you've got a hyperactive, immune system, maybe two jabs were enough to do it some harm.
Definitely possible.
Yeah.
There's so many scary stories out there about people who've taken this vaccine and have had all kinds of complications. And, of course, it's hard to say that you can't say, because correlation is not necessarily causation, but there sure is a lot of interesting correlations out there when it comes to young people being unusually ill after receiving and or dying of heart attacks and things like that.
There have been a lot of young people dropping dead.
I can only speak to my own personal experience, but that's my personal experience. Like, I'm definitely on a different page than I was a year ago.
Well, thank you for the call tonight, Clamoring. I appreciate you telling your story.
Yeah, definitely. It's good to hear firsthand.
Indeed. Thank you. The number is 603-283-6160. Back to the crypto story. Bonnie, you had something you were sharing with us from The Economist, which is a total statist rag. They love the big government. They're tied in with people like the World Economic Forum, you know, those ultra super elite types. That's who's behind the Economist magazine.
I started reading them when I started studying economics, and I was so disappointed in them.
It's just garbage.
It's like they've forgotten the basic tenets of economics.
Maybe they never knew them.
It could be.
Or maybe they're obfuscating them.
Well, they're certainly obfuscating cryptocurrency here, acting as though it's some sort of devious tool used by white supremacists. Continue the story.
Says about 16% of Americans hold or trade crypto. But the authors of an SPLC report published in December struggled to find a prominent American far-right figure without a cryptocurrency presence. Tim Squirrel of the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, a think tank concerned with extremism, believes much of this has to do with deplatforming efforts.
Certainly. Well, it also has to do with the one thing that the Republicans are right about, or at least give good lip service to, is free markets. And any free market economist knows that the dollar is a lost cause. Hmm. The dollar is in a bubble. It's been in a bubble for 100 years. And when that bubble pops, it's going to be ugly. So, you know, I can see how anybody who, with an understanding of economics, would want to be in either precious metals or cryptocurrency or both.
And it does make sense to me that it would have to do with deplatforming efforts, because if, I don't know, everywhere that you could possibly have a social media presence is kicking you off because you're a Nazi or whatever, or just because you're...
Well, the banks and the credit card companies are also deplatforming them.
Yep, it makes sense that they would want to go to cryptocurrency. I mean, that doesn't automatically change...
Well, necessity is the mother of invention.
Necessity is a mother.
And when, you know, when the S hits the fan and all of a sudden all of your methods for getting contributions are blown up, you are going to try to find out what other options there are, and cryptocurrency is a non-centrally managed system. There is no way you can lock out the white supremacists, nor can you lock out the black supremacists, nor can you lock out the North Korean communists. You can't keep anyone out of crypto.
But you can offset the advantage that it gives them.
Mm.
What we need is for more minorities to buy crypto enough so that they hold more crypto combined than the white supremacists, and then it will create more advantage for minorities than it creates for white supremacists.
Indeed.
It says that cryptocurrencies can be used by all appeals to those cast out by payments platforms. But Bitcoin was not a panacea for far-right groups. because any transaction on the Bitcoin blockchain is public and transparent.
True.
Researchers were for a long time able to monitor an individual's dealings once an anonymous wallet had been identified as belonging to a radical right group. Neo-Nazi BTC...
Notice how they don't care about the radical left.
Mm-mm. Neo-Nazi BTC Tracker, a Twitter account created by John Bambanek, a cyber threat expert, chronicled transactions in real time for 3 years. Technological advances in crypto have since made privacy coins like Monero, which hide transactions, possible. These groups have probably flocked to them. Probably, because they can't tell.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. Well, they can list an address on their website, but you don't know how much has been contributed. I did just pull up the Stefan Molyneux address here, and how much was it that they said? That
1.67 million.
Oh, okay. Yep, I've got it right here. And indeed, he has been using the exact same address as far back as 9 years ago.
So that's before he was a racist?
Yes, and I can look here and see.
And that also means that a lot of that that crypto, I mean, if you added up the value of it when it was given to him, it probably wouldn't be anywhere near 1.6 million.
Yeah.
Yep, that's true.
I wonder how much of it he spent along the way and how much he held.
He had a total received of 1,250 bitcoins.
Good Lord.
And total spent is 1,250, roughly. He's got like 0.18 bitcoin in the wallet right now.
Oh, wow.
So he has, a fifth of a bitcoin, roughly.
Yeah.
Now that
Although you never know. He might be moving it into another
wallet.
I probably would be.
What else do we need to know, Bonnie?
Says the wider crypto scene is often imbued with an anti-establishment spirit. Its fans proclaim that decentralized blockchains will revolutionize finance.
They will.
This idea appeals to libertarians or those who distrust the traditional banking system.
Anybody with a brain.
But it also appeals to anti-Semites.
Also people without brains.
Turns out a lot of people like money.
It's true.
A lot of people like holding their own wealth and it not being flushed down a drain every day.
And a lot of people like not being slaves to the bankers.
All right, we got more coming up here, and you can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Your thoughts on cryptocurrency. It doesn't care who you are. It's going to exist. More coming.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open. If you want to join us, you can do that. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And nobody.
We're going to continue with another mainstream attack against Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. The Southern Poverty Law Center has come up with a list of people on the alt-right or the white supremacists who have...
Which to them is pretty much any non-communist.
Yeah. that have cryptocurrency wallets. And they're trying to make it sound like crypto bad because some bad people are using crypto. And as you pointed out, nobody, I'm pretty sure they'll all take cash, too.
Yeah. And one of the great things, and this is something Milton Friedman pointed out, one of the great things about capitalism is capitalism doesn't care. When you buy wheat on a market, maybe the guy who grew that wheat was white. Maybe he was black. Maybe he had political opinions you agree with. Maybe he had political opinions you disagree with. You don't know, and you don't care. And that's good, because it allows people, even people who hate each other, to effectively cooperate on bringing the things to market that make our lives better.
Because if you don't cooperate, then you lose a market segment, and then you don't make as much money.
Exactly. So you have, you know, if you look at the old pamphlet iPencil, you know, the rubber is harvested in one country,
right,
and the brass is made from raw materials harvested in another country, and those two countries might be at war.
Mm.
But that doesn't stop you from making your pencil.
Right. Although wars can get in the way of some of those things, so it'd be better to not have the war.
Well, they definitely can, and war is bad. But, you know, capitalism and the interconnection that it causes also tends to prevent war. It's one of the old saws is that when goods don't cross borders, soldiers will.
Mm-hmm.
Getting back to this article from the
Economist.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I was like, I didn't see. I just saw Archive, because that's the...
Oh, because Archive.today, yeah, the paywall.
Yeah, just jump the paywall. Okay, the wider crypto scene is often imbued with an anti-establishment spirit. Its fans proclaim that decentralized blockchains will revolutionize finance.
Already have.
Yep. This idea appeals to libertarians or those who distrust the traditional banking system, but it also appeals to anti-Semites. Those who believe banks hold too much power because they fear Jewish control.
Why wouldn't it appeal to the Semites, too?
It does.
Yeah, I mean, good God. There's lots of good reasons to fear the power of banks.
Yeah.
Remember how they robbed us blind during the housing crash? Mm. Remember how they robbed us blind again over COVID?
So sick of banks. I am so tired of them.
They should list anyone paying attention. It appeals to anyone paying attention.
It's true.
Yep.
It says people fear Jewish control over businesses or business will be seduced by the idea of an independent or decentralized financial system. Cryptocurrency can therefore be both a useful funding tool and seen as a revolutionary technology which distances people and their money from elitists and banksters. This person is just trying to conflate so many things at once. It's so stupid. If you believe that cryptocurrency can distance your money from elites and banksters, you're right.
The only people who could be against that are the elites and the banksters.
Yeah. You know, the people who have the monopoly,
right.
And they want to keep that monopoly because they're exploiting the hell out of you.
Right, and surprise, surprise, the elites in the form of the United States government and other governments around the planet are doing the bidding of their buddies in the banks, and they're attacking cryptocurrency in whatever ways they can. In fact, Joe Biden's supposedly coming out with some sort of executive order within the next few weeks, supposedly. We haven't seen it happen yet, but there's been some buzz about that. They raided our houses almost a year ago. And there's been plenty of examples of this.
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea what that buzzing noise was.
There wasn't a honk that you accidentally played or something?
No, I don't think that was coming out of my computer.
Maybe it's outside. Okay. This idea extends...
The honking.
This idea extends into other industries, such as tech, that have tried to quash white supremacists from using their platforms. Quote, one of the dreams of
the... And anybody who tells the truth about COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, one of the dreams of the far right is not just a blockchain cryptocurrency, but a decentralized future where they don't have to rely on mainstream structures, says Mr. Squirrel.
Isn't it amazing that it's the white supremacists who become the people who are fighting for free speech? That's just horrible. I remember when it was Students for a Democratic Society were the people fighting for free speech.
Yeah, I remember back when college campuses were like these bastions of free speech where you could go there supposedly and hear any old topic being discussed. That's not the case anymore.
Yeah. God.
Says, quote, they want blockchain blogging websites, blockchain streaming websites to escape deplatforming.
Yep, we've got blockchain blogging sites. In fact, that's exactly what Odyssey is. Library. You can actually post a blog to that site. We don't talk
about
that.
I've never seen a white supremacist video up on there.
Well, you haven't looked for them. They must be there.
No, I'm just saying. Like, it's not like it's all white supremacists. I go on Odyssey all the time.
No. Oh, no. Yeah. But
there's a whole variety of stuff on there. I'm sure if you look for white supremacists, you'll find them, though.
Yeah, I suspect you would, too. But, yeah, I see what your point is, that there's so much content there.
Yeah, it's not overrun by white supremacy.
Right. Yeah. You have to look for something if you want to find it.
You'll probably find communists on there, too.
I bet you would. I know they're trying to get Joe Rogan on there. Did you hear about the whole Joe Rogan situation that's been developing recently?
Oh, yeah. That's been really interesting to watch.
Yeah, we haven't covered at least I don't know if they covered it over the weekend, but we haven't covered it here, where apparently they've been trying to deplatform Rogan. I guess he said the N-word here and there or in some different interviews or whatever. I mean, he's not a racist. I don't know what the context was, but I'm sure there was context for it.
I didn't look into it.
But regardless, word said, must cancel, so the cancelites are coming in.
Well, the thing that started it is... he had the guy who invented some of the technology behind the mRNA vaccines on.
Robert Malone.
Malone, yeah.
And he didn't reinforce the narrative sufficiently for to make the mainstream people happy.
Oh, yeah, and they came
so
after
then him. They decided to
they started digging.
They started digging for dirt, you know.
Yeah, and now apparently Spotify, which has $100 million contract, I believe, with Rogan, has made some sort of a statement saying that they're going to keep Rogan on, but they're apologizing, and I guess Rogan apologized, and so of course the the haters jumped on him even harder, because apologizing to these people, you know, doesn't actually make anything better. And so now
they got Whoopi Goldberg too.
Yep. And now Odyssey has put out a press release jokingly offering him $100 quadrillion if he'll come over to the Odyssey platform and move his show.
Yeah.
Because
Definitely happen between you know, making some library off the coin, and then if library appreciates the way Bitcoin did.
Yeah, well, they were joking because the Rumble platform, which is, from what I understand, a far-right video sharing platform, they offered Rogan $100 million in a letter to try to poach him from Spotify, saying, well, we won't censor you or whatever.
Well, he's dumb for not being on one of these things for free.
Rumble is not all far-right.
Is that right?
I mean, there are certainly... The far-right is going to be overrepresented anywhere that isn't YouTube,
mm-hmm.
because YouTube, you know, cultivates the far-left...
Right.
Position, but you know, there's some decent people on Rumble. I'm actually on it.
Oh, right on.
What's
your channel? You
know, I don't have a channel it. I'm just, you know, I watch videos on it sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems to me like another centrally managed video platform, so it's hard to get excited about it. You know, those things can be co-opted and taken down and owned by whoever, but if it's something that's decentralized, like library is, then that's something I can be excited about.
Yeah, generally until the decentralized sites become dominant, you know, one way of being less centralized is... to be putting content on
more than one
every single video platform that you can, including BitChute, including Rumble, including even YouTube, you know, even though they suck and they will probably kick you off someday.
We're currently banned from YouTube for a temporary time frame. We are not allowed. Actually, I think we can start streaming there tomorrow night again, so we'll knock one of our strikes off the channel as of today, I think. So tomorrow we should be good for returning to YouTube for however many more days they'll let us stream.
You know, I'm almost tempted to say let's not, just because, you know, it would be nice if people left YouTube and went somewhere else looking for us.
Amazingly,
but then
they don't,
would
though.
Lose our operations.
They don't.
Our
they hate going to, well, they're all trolls on YouTube.
That's
that follow
true.
Us.
The
and
audience
they're always
terrible.
Complaining. They're like, we don't want to go to Odyssey.
See you tomorrow. Free talk.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.